Okay, next item is open public input, and we do have two people who have signed up for testimony. Go over the commission rules again. We'd like you to come forward, sit at the front desk, speak into the microphone. Don't need to get too close to the mic. And we give you 3 minutes, and when you hear the beeping noise, that means your time is up, and we'd like you to conclude your remarks. So with that, I'll call up Paul Wiltberger. You're first.
Thank you for your time this morning. My name is Paul Wiltberger. I'm the unlikely spokesman for a rule for change on the Stillaguamish River system. The people that I represent or speak for are concerned about the health of our anadromous fish that return on the Stillaguamish River system. Currently, we have regulations that permit the taking of 2 trout per angler per day on various parts of the Stillaguamish River system at various times. Unfortunately, the trout that these are being taken are the very trout that we are working so hard to sustain as a wild population and mitigate the decline of these species. The trout I'm speaking of are rainbow trout in the 14 to 20 inch slot limit. Those trout represent the resident steelhead that haven't gone out to the salt. They also represent the jack steelhead that return early. They're an important part of our reproductive process of these wild anadromous fish. With that in mind, we're asking for 2 things. We're asking for a catch and release program throughout Stillaguamish at all times it's open for sport fishing. We're also asking for, with the exception of the North Fork from the mouth to the Sweet Haven Bridge, that the regulations be changed to a selective gear fishery. We believe that this is going to enhance the efforts of others to bring back a viable population of wild salmon and steelhead. Well, excuse me, we're hoping to bring back steelhead, but we also believe that this is going to be beneficiary for the salmon populations in the river. As it currently stands with current regulations, there's a high mortality, we believe, having been the individuals that are on the river more than anybody else, or at least as much as we'd like to be, that the current regulations lead to a high mortality of the smaller salmonoids that do stay in the river for several years, and with a catch and kill current regulation, well, that's a very high mortality. I've only got 3 minutes. There's so many comments that people have made to me that they'd like to make before this board. We can't settle at all, but I believe that this regulation changes by themselves at a very, very, very minimal cost to the state will both boost the return of our anadromous fishes, specifically steelhead, and at the same time, provide a great benefit to the sportsmen that inhabit these rivers and the businesses that are nearby. Gosh, we used to have numerous shops. People came from around the world to fish this river system, its famous run of summer fish.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Before you we have a number of commissioners interested in asking questions. Commissioner Schmitten?
Thank you, Chair, and thank you very much for coming today and presenting your comments. I was wondering, is this on our regulation sport proposals for this year?
No, I don't believe that it is.
Then maybe if you're going to be around, we can talk, because there is a process that we go through.
We understand that.
Okay.
I wanted to initiate this process and get something on the record for the coming.
Very good on your
now,
part.
I understand that there are emergency declarations and rule changes made through the season, and hopefully if by your leave you feel this is an important enough issue that you would move swiftly and outside the normal cycle of regulation change.
Okay. And Commissioner Jennings?
If that's possible.
I didn't mean to cut you off if you're not finished.
I beg your pardon?
A question to the chair and to the other commissioner. First, again, thank you very much for bringing this to our attention. And as a follow-up, it's excellent that you come and talk to us in person. If you could also send us an email or a letter, so put some of this in writing, it makes it easier for us to come back and refer to it in the future.
Absolutely.
It's a nice combination to do both. Having a face and hearing the stuff makes it stronger in our memory, but then being able to find a written document that sort of articulates your points after the fact is excellent.
Okay, I have submitted written.
I'm sorry. You did submit written comments. Thank you. I didn't realize you had.
No, that's all right. And they're short and sweet, and the logic and argument that went into the writing this proposal isn't all there. We tried to just maintain the salient points. We didn't talk about the benefit to the sportsmen, the benefit to the economy, working in conjunction with many groups that are spending millions of dollars on habitat restoration in the area. Boy, there's so much I'd like to say, but like I said, I'm not probably the best speaker. I'd do better standing on the river with a fly rod in my hand. And the last time I tried to address this issue was in Cedar Woolley last year when our director was there, and unfortunately it was a rather rambunctious meeting and we never had a chance to talk.
Yeah, rambunctious meetings can be okay too. Yeah. Director Anderson.
Let me just add my thanks for making the trip down and addressing the commission here this morning. I would ask of you, when you're done, both Jim Scott, who's the Assistant Director of the Fish Program, and Craig Burley are there. If you would take a moment and stop by and talk with him about your proposal, that would help.
You know, the people that I've talked to are so thrilled that we've come to the point now where we're making this proposal. As sportsmen, we generally stick to the field, and we're in a meeting room like this, we're not at our best. But I do have many people that associate with me, biologists, attorneys, people familiar with this program, who I'm sure could answer specific questions much better than I can.
Sure. Thank you.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you. I live not too far from you, and I'm somewhat familiar with the Stille and Pilchuck Creek and some of the other drainages there. And I think the difficult part for us is, we know of the Stille, but we haven't heard much about it until today. I mean, in recent time. And we have to go through a public process. And I think Phil articulated that talking to Craig or Jim. It's just because we have to be fair and balanced to all sides of the issue. But I think coming down and bringing it up was very, very good and much appreciated. It's a wonderful drainage.
It's why I live there.
Understood.
We get that. Thanks very much.
Thank you so very much for hearing me out.
Okay. Okay, Bob Lake, please come forward.
Good morning, Chairman Wicker and fellow commissioners. My name is Bob Lake. I'm the president of Wilco Bay Gillnetters. I'm also a Grays Harbor Gillnetter. And the subject was approached to me by Chairman Wicker some time back about safe areas, being we lost the Columbia River. I'm here to propose we turn in both Willapaw Bay and Grays Harbor as safe areas at this point in time and start getting back our summer season this year to harvest some of those harvestable Columbia River fish that we can't touch now. And with that, I know you're going to start the North of Falcon process, so I think it needs to be directed this morning to start that process so the director's online with it. And I would say this, Mr. Anderson, it's been great to work with the last few years, and I'm looking forward to working the process to where we can survive, because we're looking at jobs. And this gentleman before me, he talked about jobs. Well, our whole coastal community, it affects everybody. The only reason I'm here today by myself, everybody else is crab fishing. They finally got some decent weather after that blow we just had. Now they're trying to straighten their crab gear up. But we've got quite a number of people involved in this. And we're looking at total between Grays Harbor and Willapaw, 550 licenses roughly. And when you look at that, you're talking, if you want to go single families, which is, exaggeration. I have three licenses myself. Two of them I fish myself, one of my son fishes. So, and we've got multiple things, but we're still talking 400 families is what's involved in this. And that all goes back to the local economy. We're also very derived and driven about enhancement in the Willapa system. I've got people down there finally, and they sell. We've got RSIs, remote site incubators, that we put out lately here for both early and late coho. We're getting people back online in the system. So we would appreciate your supporting us, and Chairman Wecker's suggesting about safe areas, and I think this would be a good place to start. We also need to look at other areas in the Columbia River that's doable. And I'm not that familiar, so I don't want to speak on that this morning. I think there's better qualified people on the Columbia River to speak on those areas on the Washington side. There's a couple, three on the Oregon side, but Washington is kind of hurting in that dimension. And outside of that, I sure appreciate being able to talk to you. And if you have any questions, please.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Bob, I certainly understand your point and comments. I just wonder, you know the time frame that we have to work with at North of Falcon, and it starts next month, or actually this month. I just wonder if it's doable.
Oh, yes.
What you're asking in the time frame
is.
With all the housekeeping and internal planning that has to be done by the staff. So
We have a very great staff down there in Region 6. I'll tell you right now, they've been great to work with over the last few years, and they're very forthcoming and straightforward. And even Director Anderson, he has come into meetings and settled things. In fact, in this room last year, he settled things rather abruptly, and things worked out rather well. And like I say, I think we've got a pretty good working relationship with the department and the department leaders, and our staff down there from the department have been great to work with. And I think it's doable. We've got all the previous information we've had for years, And all it is amount for the summer season would be an allotment of fish that comes out of the ocean share. That's the way it was always done. So.
Okay. I'm really glad that you came and brought this up with the commission, because we did make very major changes to the Columbia River in our plan, but the plan calls for a lot of implementation of various steps. And safe areas, the new safe areas was one of the steps that needs to be taken. So I wanted to ask Director Anderson if you've had any discussion with staff as yet about the planning that we must do to look at new safe areas, establish them.
Thanks, Chair Wecker. I do have that as part of my director's report.
Okay. So stick around, Bob, and you're here. Good, because I think that now is the time we need to start talking about realistically, practically, how we make this work for the commercial fishers. We made a commitment in our plan that we would look at new safe areas and enhance safe areas for commercial fishing. So we've got to work on that now.
Good, I appreciate that.
And I've always liked the, well, I can't say I've always, I've, for a number of years now, I've liked the idea of a Springer safe area in Willapa. And I hope we can pursue that, because I think there's a lot of support for that. I think it could mean a lot of new jobs, and it can mean better fishing on the sports side, too.
Well, we've got, for years we ran net pens out of South Bend and Tokelin and the Cod and that. Now, I haven't talked to Director Anderson or his staff about net pen things yet. We're trying to get started back in the RSIs. We want to get the chum back in there first, because everything evolves around the chum. When they stop the chum production out of the hatcheries on the Willapa system, it messed the whole system up big time. And we're bringing that back. And I've been running chum eggs out of the north side, on the streams on the north side from Willapa for the last 3 years, just the third year now. So maybe we'll get a little bit of return on a couple of those streams now. But once we get the chum established, then we can start looking out, doing more coho and chinook. And then I don't know what the policy is for spring chinook, as you're talking. What we're looking at there about was the hatchery reform and all that. So that's something that really needs to be looked at and addressed. And there's places it could happen, but I don't know if our hatcheries are equipped and such. This is, you know, but we need to look at a number of things there.
Yeah.
I mean, the more fish we put back in, the more fish there is for everybody. And if we work together, we can make this work. And so that's where I'm at right now. I haven't given up on raising fish. If you remember the history, you've been around for a long time, and all the things that happened with RSIs and all that. And you remember the runs we had returning there. We had Chinook runs returning of 150,000 returning because of the work. And it was the Gilliners that did that. That's before the RFGs even got really started. So, I mean, that's what we're capable of. And if you guys can support us and help us along that way, it would be deeply appreciated. And it would help our local economy. Because being we can't sell spring fish, that's another question I've got. Since the consumers of the state of Washington aren't going to be able to buy spring salmon off the Columbia River, what's going to happen to that resource? What about the consumers and their lack of being able to buy that fish now? I mean, there's many things. The next closest fish, as far as I'm concerned, to a spring fish is a Willapa salmon. Really, and if you eat a good Willapa salmon, you're eating a prime fish, period. There's no doubt about that. So.
Okay, thanks, Bob. You're a good salesman for Willapa fish. Thanks. Okay, that concludes the open public input item, and we can